Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we're here for our monthly 2014 December call for NEPT business coaching. So this is where you can come and we can talk about what's going on for you in your business and how you can get more clients, how you can set up your programs, structure your offers, anything at all that you need help with related to the business of health coaching. This afternoon we had more of a technical call on the coaching of health coaching. So I'm ready to begin whenever you guys are, and I'd love to hear where you're at. Even if you don't have a question, I'd love to raise your hand and just let me know what's on your mind and where you're at and what might be new in your business and how I can support you. So do a 2 on your telephone keypad to raise your hand. And Maura just joined. Welcome, Maura. We're going to get started by anybody that has questions, and Eleanor just joined too. So great, you got a good group. So this is a business coaching call, so anything you have about your coaching programs, your niche, your blogs, your website, products, anything at all is fair game. So if you have questions and you're on the web, go ahead and type them in. And if you have questions and you're on the phone, raise your hand. And nobody's got their hand raised. All right. Somebody's got to have a question or a comment. Oh, Tracy, you're always good for questions. All right, Tracy.
I was pressing star 2, and then I realized, oh, we can't do star 2 when I'm on this phone.
I know, it's confusing. I've been testing out a lot of other platforms, and not all of them are straightforward, so I'm really trying to get something that is consistent from one to the next where you can show slides and have a conversation and talk on the phone and do all that all at the same time, and that it does dishes. No.
It's all good. Thank you. It was nice hearing you on the call earlier, and I hope you were able to get some lunch before your next 3-minute call.
I didn't get it then, but I got it between that one and this one. So, yeah, 4:31.
Okay. Okay, so I am putting together a 90-day package, a 12-session program, kind of like my signature program.
Yay.
So I'm having a little bit of a block in figuring out all these sessions. I did find your functional hierarchy. I knew it was somewhere. I can't even tell you where I found it today, but I did find it. And my question to you is, I know that women are going to come to me because they want more energy, they're not sleeping enough, they're stressed. So I want to work on like a combination of things like digestion and immune and adrenals and like relaxation and self-care. But I'm trying to figure out, okay, what should I do first? Now, I know it depends on the client, and we usually typically work digestion first, but I'm doing a project, and I have to write like this, like what the session is, and I'm sort of having a little bit of a mental block coming up with all 12. I don't want to take up all the time because I know there's people with questions, but I was wondering if you could just help me a little bit.
Sure can. I can give you an idea of how, when I start working, right, I start at the basics. And you may not need to do all of these, but you can have, like, you can have clusters of some of the basics. So before you jump right in on digestion, right, you may want to be establishing some good healthy habits. You want to find out if they're hydrated. Are they getting enough fatty acids? Are they eating a mineral-rich diet? Are they taking time to actually chew their food and do some of those basic things? So the way I've approached it, in my energy recharge program, which is really 12 months, not 12 weeks, but 12 months, and I've broken it out into a lot of little foundational pieces, and then modules. So I've got digestion, we've got detox, we've got cleansing, so cleansing and detoxification, we've got digestion, we've got blood sugar, adrenal, thyroid, what did I miss? Digestion, blood sugar, adrenal, thyroid, detox, and then the foundation. So those are the main five areas that you want to be working on, but there's things that you want to work on before you jump in and start working on their digestion. You want to find out more about what's going on. So, you know, you may, like the things I just talked about before, fatty acids, you're going to be talking about to everybody about making sure they're eating the right fats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I call it give your body an oil change. So that's the name of that session.
Mm.
Okay? Making sure they're getting proper hydration. And that's more than just here. Mm. Water, there's all the other factors that we have in there, you know, the types of water, the kind.
Right.
So it could be hydration and then mineral replete, like really focusing on getting lots of minerals. So that may be a session where you help them with greens and sea vegetables, introducing them to sea vegetables. Again,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to need with certain people, and with a lot of people you are going to need it, right?
Yeah.
So think about when you're working, like say we've decided to work together and you don't have this mm-hmm. program set up, you're just working with me, right?
Right.
Where would you go? Mm-hmm. Go?
Well, first I will have looked at your questionnaire, maybe, and then during our session, just kind of see what your lifestyle is like. See what kind of foods you're eating, you know, what do you consider like your worst foods, like your best foods, and
right.
then kind of look at some of your health concerns. Once
right.
I look at your health concerns, then that gives me a little bit better.
Right.
And I would do a few assessments, right?
Yeah, that's a session.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, so that's 11 now you have to come up with. Right?
Oh, you're saying 11 more sessions?
Yes. I'm saying that you have to count that assessment piece as one of your sessions. Because when are you going to do that? Like
right.
on time? Like, no.
Well, I like to do the. I like to send them in the welcome kit the assessment, so I can already have that. So by the time our first session, our first session really is sort of like intro to the program, get clear on their goals for the next 30, 60, 90 days, what
okay.
kind of expectations. You know, identify any health and lifestyle, you know, lifestyle goals. So we kind of do that in the first session, and then they leave with homework. But from doing like the assessments and the questionnaire, then I'll get a better picture of what's really going on and what direction I have to go, right?
Right. So that's what you're doing in that pre-session when they fill out, and then that first session is identifying the obstacles, identifying the habits that are going to need to change. And then from there, you'll be able to help identify what the next sessions are going to be like.
Right. Like, I wanted to do, like, the next session, and I won't go through each of these, but I thought, like, get to know your food. You know, so many people have heard so many different things about GMOs and gluten and all this, and they don't really know what to believe or is it hype. So I kind of wanted to go through a little bit of that, especially when I look at, like, what they consider, like, their three healthiest foods and their three worst foods, because everybody has a different idea of that. And I figured I would go that route first and then kind of get into, like, the meat of the program. Does that sound good?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, because you got to handle the food. And a lot of times if we jump into the more sophisticated stuff and they don't even know how to cut vegetables to put them in a bowl to make a salad or how to make a healthy salad dressing without using, you know, something that came from a jar with filled with all kinds of preservatives, that's a critical piece. I mean, you could do 12, you could
mm-hmm.
do a course just on teaching them how to eat, seriously.
But you know what's really interesting? It's like when I hear you say that, I'm thinking people want to know, like, they're going to pay thousands of dollars to learn the basic stuff like that. Like, I'm thinking, like, they're coming because there's some kind of dis-ease in the body, you know, and so that warrants, like, when someone has something serious, that warrants them paying more money for a program.
Absolutely, yeah.
Versus
yeah. It wouldn't be a high-dollar program that you'd be teaching them how to eat, but that could be something down
yeah.
the road that you would have as a program. Let me explain to you how I worked with this with, I think it was Steph, when we were talking about how to do this. So you think about what you're doing with the individuals, and if you want to
yeah.
turn it into a group piece where there's educational components, because when you think about what working with somebody, there's the educational components, and then there's the identifying the, you know, the detective work, the identifying what's wrong,
yeah.
teaching them the pieces. And a lot of times you want them to be running concurrently. You don't want them to pay you $150, $200 an hour to teach them how to blend a drink. not a good use of your time or their money, right? So you have the background, the resources set up that you can share with them, whether it be handouts like I used to do in my early days, or whether it's, you know, a video or, you know, a set of videos and a recipe guide or whatever. So I would make a list of everything you want to teach them. Don't think about numbers. Don't think about 12. Don't think about 24. Don't think about any numbers. Pieces that you need to do with somebody. So if somebody's coming in for a health challenge, it's basically, like you said, you're assessing, you're identifying, based on those assessments that they filled out, you're identifying where the obstacles are. You're setting their goals and figuring out what's keeping them from getting those goals. What habits do they have? What imbalances do they have? What surgeries have they had that might be impacting them? Right? What stress do they have in their life? That's a biggie, right? That's the hardest program. And you're doing that over and over again as the program goes on, because as you say, you know, go ahead and try this, and then they do it and it doesn't work out the way you think, you're back to the drawing board and doing those that assessing piece. And that's what sets you apart from somebody who's just out there teaching a cooking class.
Right. Great. So my last question to you is, you just came up with, like, a great name of, like, your session, like, give your body an oil change. Is there somebody that you go to that comes up with, because you always have, like, the greatest acronyms or names of things. Do you work with someone?
That one, I've always called it that, give your body an oil change. Some of the programs that I have, like the acronyms, like Stacey comes up with some of them. She came up with CAFE, and she loves acronyms. And so I say, well, this program is about repair. This program is about adrenal restoration. She just, like, somehow it comes to her in her sleep. I don't know. Like, my names are okay. Like, I came up with, like, eat your way out of – no, I think actually somebody mentioned that to me, eat your way out of pain for the inflammation one. And, you know, I come up with things like, let's get your thyroid fixed. You know, my names aren't all that creative, except every now and then I get an inspiration. Like, I love to give your body an oil change.
Yeah, I like that. Well, thank you, though. You gave me some good suggestions. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, and remember we talked about, I said, just pretend you're talking to your favorite client.
Yeah.
Okay, just pretend you're coaching a fairly, you know, a medium to complex client. Don't go for the most complex, because that's going to be unique. And don't go to the easy one, you know, just take them off the bagels and the donuts and your green smoothies and they're on their way. Go for somebody who's, you know, medium complex, that already maybe has some of the stuff, but you're not sure. And just, what are all the things you want them to know? And like, if it's a checklist, you know, I must have it. They updated it after. At the event, remember when we were at the retreat and I gave you those the roadmap, right? And
I was looking at it today.
Who said, why don't you put a checklist on the front page of all this, all the different habits and the things they need to master?
Okay.
I did, and I don't think I didn't send you guys a printed copy of it, but I'm not sure if I've given you the updated one. So I'm going to make a note to that, because that's a checklist of all the things. And if they've done it, check, done it, check, done it, check. And then you can have all these little groups of things that you're going to teach them and that you're going to have them do.
Okay.
I mean, like you're thinking, like blood sugar balancing. That's not a single session thing, right?
No.
Blood sugar balance, right? You can spend 12 weeks just helping them get their blood sugar balance. But if you think about the things, look at some of the programs I've done. Like, look at the digestion program. Look at the blood sugar program. You'll see that there's a lot of stuff that's overlapping, right? There's a lot of core things, like get them off of the refined carbs. Get them off of the processed fats. You know, get them onto good quality proteins and good quality foods that are high in minerals. That's going to be like, so that's going to be the precursor to all those pieces.
Okay.
Come up with, like, groupings and names.
Groupings and names. Okay.
Now, there's a difference between if you're just working with somebody individually, right? If you want to create a 12-week program and you're working with somebody individually, you can have 24 lists of topics you want to cover. And at the very beginning, you show them the checklist and you go, you're good on this one. Yeah, you're not so good on this one. This one we're going to need to work on. This one I think is very important to your situation. And then you say, you know, sessions, and these are the things we're going to focus on. If this person's already gluten-free, been gluten-free for 3 years, you're not going to spend a whole session talking about gluten-free, why it's important, how it affects them, and what they need to do. But if somebody's, like, you know, eating sandwiches 3 times a day, you're going to spend a lot of time on gluten.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you that checklist, roadmap checklist that I put together. There may be a few things missing, and we tried to categorize them. But that'll give you an idea of the different sessions you want to do, and you're welcome to, you know, to steal it and create that same checklist and use it as a piece that you do during that first session with somebody when you're helping to lay out their plan.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Right? Yeah, no problem. We will soon be giving you guys access to the ERC program. We're just trying to figure out, I have to talk to Stacy again. She's trying to figure out how to tag you so you wouldn't get so inundated with all the emails we send them, but you'd be able to get access to the site. So once we figure that part out, we'll give you guys access and you can see what we're doing. Okay?
Very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. So that's Tracy. Maura has her hand up and Ghislaine has her hand up. So I'm going to open up Maura. Hello, Maura.
How are you? How
I am
doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm sorry we missed each other in Chicago.
I know. We weren't, it wasn't one of those times when we had a lot of free time to hang out, so.
Yeah. So anyway, my question is, I've been thinking about maybe my whole thing is I keep wanting to work with, like, a group of people, not just seeing clients one-on-one, like, in my house, like I've been doing.
Yep.
It's good, it's enjoyable, but I still have this need to be part of a bigger community and work with, like, a group of people.
Yep.
More so like a group of, like, coaches or whatever, or, like, do a program together with somebody.
Coaches at school? Like a school coach or coaches like health coaches?
Oh, like health coaches, like find another health coach that would want to team up and, like, do a group program together or put something together.
But with someone else as opposed to a group that you're just leading a group of clients.
Right. I mean, I would even lead a group of clients with somebody. I just, like, I've learned that I need, like, the accountability, and I kind of want the fun factor.
Sure.
And the camaraderie.
Yeah.
Which is something good, you know, you learn as you grow. Like, I'm like, okay, I've been a stay-at-home mom for long enough, tired of doing all this stuff by myself.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was thinking of incorporating also my love for sports. So I was maybe thinking there is, like, you're tripping over health clubs here in Glenview and yoga studios. So I was thinking of maybe sending out, like, a letter or email or something to try to offer my services to, you know, yoga studios and health clubs and personal training studios. So I was just trying to think of, like, what to say that you could offer them in, like, that type of group setting.
Okay. So I think when you're...
If you don't have any ideas, it's okay.
I definitely... So when you want to do something like that, you want to be specific. Because if they say, yeah, I can come in and do some health coaching for your people, they're like, oh, gag, you know, what is that?
Yeah.
But if it's like a yoga
studio,
you know, I could, I'd love to do a training with your people on XYZ, something related to yoga. So are you envisioning, so there's two things here. First of all, you said at first that you wanted to do something with someone else. And then the second thing is you want to approach these clubs. But if you don't have somebody that you're... If you're going to offer a program with somebody, you'd have to have somebody you've partnered with, you've come up with the program, and then you make an offer to somebody, it seems to me.
Right, which...
Are these two different things?
Yeah, kind of. I guess I haven't found the person yet to partner with to go off and offer these programs. So I'm not going to keep sitting around waiting for, like, the perfect person to, you know what I mean? I feel like that's going to have to happen organically. I'm putting it out. I'm kind of networking with other health coaches and things like that. So it's just, that's a matter of, like, all of a sudden the right person coming. So I was sending
it out. I think you just move forward with creating some ideas. So what would you like to offer? Let's just think about it. If you're thinking about going and approaching, let's just say yoga studios, for example, what would you be able to offer, like, as a group to their people? Like, is there a particular topic? Is there a particular length of time? Is there a particular goal? You want to have a result that your program is going to give, because that's what people want. Correcting adrenal fatigue, you know, optimizing digestion, doubling your energy, that sort of thing. So what kind of thing would you like to do? What do you envision doing?
That's where I was getting kind of stuck, because if you're just going to put together, like, one program that's maybe, like, an hour long or something like that, I feel like it's got to be kind of short and concise.
Yeah, so you're thinking, when you say program, you don't mean a program like a five-week program. You're talking, like, a one-hour thing.
Right, or else, like, if they would hire me kind of like as a consultant, I was thinking along those lines too. But again, it's like I have to come up with, like, as you said, the results or what I could tell them. You know, so
the way I would envision it is, it's either you're going to see about doing a free class or a $10 class, low cost, low barrier to entry class at the club, say, eating for optimal athletic performance.
Okay.
All right. And then you put together a nice little presentation, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, 2 hours even, right? That really goes into the mistakes that people make when they're working out, you know, the food mistakes that people make that drain their energy and don't allow them to grow muscle and don't allow them to have energy to keep going. And, you know, so you put together a nice little presentation. Right, and you decide whether you're going to do it for free or you're going to charge them $10, and you really, you sell that to the club. You go, you know, here's something. But what's the benefit to the club for you doing it?
Right, so I have to think of the benefit.
Yeah,
to be able
so
to
think about what's the benefit for them. So if I own a studio, if I own a health club, or I'm in yoga classes, I want my people to get the results that they are wanting to get. But a lot of times, you know, sometimes you don't even need that. Sometimes health clubs like to do things like that just to offer extra services to their. So I would say it's probably not the kind of thing that is going to be best done with an email or a letter. I think it's going to be best done with a phone call or you stopping by.
Okay. Okay,
all right, you might write a little an outline of a class. This is something that I've been passionate about. I've been in exercise for so long. I've done marathons and triathlons, and I just love this. And I see so many people making mistakes, not getting the results that they need because they're not choosing the right foods and they're not properly hydrated and they're doing things that are burning out their adrenals. And I would love to share this with your people. How do you think the best way to do that would be? Is this something your people are interested from? Is this something you'd be interested in? Okay. Then you have to think about, when you do any kind of outreach like that or a program, short thing like that, what's your desired outcome? What's the action you want them to take? Do you want to offer them all then a free consultation to come in and talk to you and as potential clients and do an enrollment conversation with them? Or do you want to then enroll these people from this short thing into a five-week program on optimizing your athletic performance through, you know, this is my five-step program for optimizing your athletic performance through diet. Step one, this. Step two, this. You know, talk about fats, some of the things we just talked about, hydration, fats, you know, choosing the proper proteins, the myth of eating, like, you know, during exercise. There's all kinds of things you can talk to them about. So what would your desired outcome be? Would you want to get them engaged in an enrollment conversation and just do private coaching with them? Or do you really want to take this whole concept of group stuff to the next level and offer like a 4 or 5 week program.
Okay.
Right. So those are things that you can give thought to. And then I would definitely approach them. You can start with an email. I have some great ideas that would enhance the experience that your members are having. You know, I'm trained this way, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to have a chat with you as to how we could support each other or how I could support you.
Okay.
And then you have a conversation. And if they don't answer the email, then you just pick up the phone or you go in. Poke around, find out who's in charge, you know, and then see if you can catch that person and make an appointment and talk to them.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right. I know it is a good way to get clients. I've known people to do that. But also, if you're trying to branch out into this group thing, I think it would be a great way for you to think about what could you offer them and really focus. Focus on the athletes. Focus on some of the things that you've seen, some of the things that you've found like, wow, when I learned to do this, it made a huge difference.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that helpful? Do you still have any questions?
That was very, very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then we have Ghislaine. Let me open Ghislaine's line. Hello, Ghislaine.
Oh, hello, Dr. Betta Marie. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I want to talk about, you know, this woman that had Lyme disease I talked to you about last time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got her as a client. I haven't seen any lab work yet. But she told me what she's taking, and just to tell you about her, last year, like a year and a half ago, she had very, very low energy. She couldn't, she stopped working. She couldn't, she was sleeping like 16 hours a day. If she go for a walk, let's say 10 minutes, one day she went for a walk, 10 minutes, and then she had to sit for 1 hour before she could go back home.
Wow.
So just for walking 10 minutes.
Wow.
And now she's feeling better. She said she works with a doctor, an osteopath, I don't know, and he tried to remove the parasites and candida. And she takes, I don't know if you know about those, but she takes Olmetec Combotrin for parasite, Beltricin, Niastatin.
Niastatin is an antifungal drug.
Yes. So what do you think about those four drugs? She takes four drugs.
For what?
Yeah.
What was that she takes
four? For parasites and for the immune system, because she has been diagnosed with scleroderma. That is an inflammation of connective tissue.
Yes.
It's an autoimmune disease.
An autoimmune disease. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And so, first of all, congratulations on getting her as a client.
Yes, thank you.
And so what is it that she wants your help with specifically?
With the diet, lifestyle mainly. So yesterday I spent a few hours with her and we prepared food because she really wants to eat well. And she said before she would never think she would eat that. But now she's sprouting, she does the green smoothie. And no gluten and things like that. So she changed her diet. And since she took my detox, and she said she feels so much better since she's eating so much better. Yeah.
Great.
But she takes all those drugs, and so I don't know much about them. I'm going to do some research on that.
Yeah, Yeah. So you do some research on the drugs. In any case, whenever you're working with somebody who's on drugs and you're trying to work with supporting them nutritionally, what you want to do is look the drugs up and see what the mechanism of action is, but specifically look up interactions with nutrients. So, you know, I'll give you an example. Like if you looked up birth control pills, birth controls will interrupt the B vitamins. It interrupts probiotics, vitamin C, magnesium. So what you're thinking is, oh, they're on these particular drugs. What we need to do is make sure that they've gotten a nice, strong liver detox pathways. You can support their liver detox pathways. Milk thistle is very protective and antioxidant that way. And there are others. And then you look at what are those drug interactions and what are the pathways that the drug might be depleting those nutrients, and help them to associate the foods that are high in those nutrients and, if necessary, the supplements that are high in those nutrients. It doesn't sound like
okay.
As a functional medicine practitioner, an osteopath, she's working with an MD for some of this other stuff. The things that you could most help her with would be anti-inflammatory diet, immune-supportive diet, making sure she's got plenty of antioxidants, and keeping her getting her gut really clean, because all those things are going to have an effect on the autoimmunity and her immune system in general and fighting off the Lyme. And you've got your hands cut out for you. You don't need to start looking at her labs, although you can if you want to. But at this point, I mean, what she's really coming to you for is to just do what you do best, which is help her to create a healthy lifestyle and diet. And, yeah, you want to take into account all those other things. But you're not going to have to think about, you know, directly addressing her and trying to heal the Lyme without drugs or any of that. You start off by really supporting her nutritionally as best you can, and that's where your expertise lies. You have 20-some years of experience doing that.
Okay, so there's another thing where she cannot digest much fat. She said that when she eats fat, like nuts or seeds or her gallbladder acts up. So
yeah.
She still have her gallbladder. Doctor wanted to take it out, so the osteopath said, no, we'll keep it and see what it's doing. And it's difficult to eat too many nuts. So, so she's quite restricted in what she can eat because she cannot eat, you know, that many things. Now, no dairy, no gluten, so no many nuts. So that leaves... That leaves starch, vegetables, some grains, and some no-gluten grains, and some legumes.
Mm-hmm. And lots of non-starchy vegetables too. And when the issue with the gallbladder is the osteopath addressing that in terms of extra lipase enzymes, bile salts, things like that.
No.
Right.
No, he's not addressing the gallbladder at all. He's just addressing mainly the gut with parasites and fungi, and also the that's mainly the So also she takes some bioidentical hormones, like progesterone is 160 milligram per day. Is it a lot?
Is it a topical or is it oral?
I think it's something she ingests.
If it's oral, it's a fair amount, yeah.
It's something she ingests, yeah.
You take it at
it's a fair
bedtime.
Amount, eh?
That seems like a dose that's typically done for sleep.
Yeah. She takes 5 milligram of bioestrogen. 5 milligram twice a day, testosterone 10 microgram, topical. She takes DHEA 25 milligram a day. Is it a lot?
Yeah, so here's my concern with that much DHEA. This person sounds like she had been exhausted and now she's coming through it. So her adrenals are probably need addressing. If she's open to doing adrenal testing, you can. And if not, just really doing all the things you know how to do to support the adrenals. But when you give high levels of DHEA, it can suppress cortisol. And at her stage, if she was in, sounded like she was in a way beyond stage three, way beyond, she was in a really severe fatigue, then taking all that DHEA can actually suppress. And it there's a negative feedback loop. So the body says, oh, they were getting all this DHEA from the outside. We don't have to make any on our own. And then that suppresses her own production. So that raises a red flag for me. Of course, you know, it was prescribed by a doctor, so you have to tread delicately.
What would be a good amount for DHEA?
I usually use the liquid DHEA, and typically what I would do in a stage 3 adrenal fatigue, I would be doing 2 to 3 drops 3 times a day, whereas each drop would be like 1.2 milligrams. So we're talking, you know, 2.5 to 5, 3 times a day. And that's, I would probably go with 2, you know, very little. But it's spread out.
All right.
Physiologic doses and a physiological distribution.
Okay. And what about progesterone? How should
progesterone can be very protective. And, without knowing her whole history, I think progesterone can be very safe and bias can be very safe. It depends on, whether she's taking it and they're monitoring her for appropriate amounts, because you don't want to get too much. But progesterone is fairly safe for most people, and it can be very protective and very helpful. And there's also some... No, I'm thinking of something else. No, never mind. So I don't see any problem with that. So I would be focusing on supporting where she's at with what she's got. I mean, the gallbladder. There's a lot of different herbs that we use that are good for the liver that are also good for the gallbladder. Does she have gallstones? Did they check to see if she has gallstones?
I'm not sure. I think she has. I think she has. I think they said they're dissolving. I'm not sure. I have to confirm.
Yeah, there's a number of really good things that can help. Does she have any skin issues? You said she had a rash. You might look at yellow dock as a nice herb that she can do either as a tea or in an elixir or as a tincture, because it's really good and supportive with the liver. It's also very good for skin, and it's very good for remineralization.
Okay, and what about milk thistle?
Milk thistle for sure. Anybody that's on any kind of medications in general, there are some contraindications to milk thistle. Some people with sulfur metabolism, SNPs, the genetics, don't handle things with a lot of sulfur in them, so they don't handle milk thistle and some of their favorite herbs. But for the most part, they're usually fairly safe. And you'll know pretty quickly if she doesn't react to it. She'll say, ooh, I feel really weird when I take that. But most people do really well, and it helps to support her. If you do end up looking at labs, you can look at the liver enzymes and see that's something that whenever somebody's on a bunch of medications, that you want to follow their liver enzymes on a regular basis to make sure that the medications aren't affecting their liver.
All right. Okay, so liver enzyme is important. Okay, good to know. Yeah, for the lab test, look at that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, okay, another thing. She takes, I thought it was a lot, so let's see. She takes iodide, 6 milligrams a day.
Iodine or a combination of iodine and iodide?
Potassium iodide.
Without the iodine. I mean, I think it's always best to take the two together, like formulas like Lugol's or Iodorol, which have the combination, because you want to get the effects on both the glandular tissue, the thyroid, and the breasts and the uterus and all that. I mean, it's very protective. But I've found most of what I've researched has said that you should do the combination. If you look at Iodorol or Lugol's, that's the combination that seems to work best.
Okay, a combination of iodine and potassium iodide.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Okay,
just so
really
focus
for
on what she's asking for. Here's the thing that sometimes, and this is the thing that's coming up for me with this, is a lot of times we get so enthusiastic and we want to, you know, do our lab skills and really dig, and somebody has another team of people already working on things. You tread lightly with that, right? You do the things that they've come and asked you for. She wants help with getting her diet. She's really excited about it. And you can tie in some of those things, but don't try to, they may consider it meddling if you try to dig in an area where she already has a practitioner that is working with her on that. So you can
go
back to the food.
Okay.
You're having trouble with the, you know, with fats. So what we want to do is help you with some liver support and gallbladder support. And here's a few herbs we might add to see if we can help you so you handle your fats better. You can look at lipase enzymes and bile acids, and that might help. And then, you know, when it comes to like the progesterone and the estrogen or the DHEA, you can maybe chat with her a little bit about that or find something that talks about it. If you go to the BioHealth website, they talk about appropriate supplementation with DHEA, a couple of articles out there, and it talks about how it will suppress and so that, you know, it could affect her fatigue if she takes too much DHEA.
Okay. So, another thing, she's the osteopath, is doctor, follow the Marshall Protocol. Did you hear about that?
Marshall Protocol related to vitamin D? Like
no vitamin D, she told me.
No vitamin D. The guy is not even a doctor, that Marshall guy. And
you
I
don't like it, huh?
Don't like it at all. I mean, it's he thinks, I don't like it. I mean, there may be some people where it works well for, but I tread cautiously, especially with autoimmune, and vitamin D is so critical for
That's why I told her. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, she said, I cannot take it. So she's working with this. So if it's not a good protocol, maybe I can tell her it's not that great.
Look it up. Read some stuff. Just share with her what you're concerned about, but leave it to her and tell her to get out in the sun a lot. I mean, those people that follow the Marshall Protocol walk around and they cover themselves up so they don't get sunlight.
Exactly. That's what she told me.
Oh,
she's covering
vitamin D
her up.
I think it's kind of insane, personally.
Yeah, I do. I do. Really? Yep. Okay, then.
That's my opinion, but, you know, you've got to tread lightly with those sorts of things. You can't, you know, you don't want to be telling her to do something different than what her doctor's telling her. But you can provide research. She says, hey, I see you're on this protocol. I just want to make sure that you're well-informed and you make a good informed decision about this. There's some stuff you can read.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Very helpful.
You're welcome. Congratulations. Work, you know, great job on getting a new client.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. And just to get back, we started out, this is actually business stuff. So if you have business stuff, let's talk business stuff. And then if we still have time, we can do some of the other stuff. I was in... Anyway, it's easy for me to get distracted and go down the pathways of biochemistry and all that. So go ahead, Eleanor.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi.
Okay. Hi. I actually just have a quick question that I wanted to ask about IRSPT, and I didn't want to ask it on the call earlier. And that was, you know, when I took it, we were allowed to go through the Before Be Gone with one of our clients.
Yes. When I did it the last time when you took it, it was like the first 10 people got to go through it. It wasn't everybody. It was only you were one of the first 10.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yes. So I'm glad you didn't ask it on that call because
you did
10, and it was the same thing. I think it was the first 5 or 10 of those people, but everybody in any PT gets to take it. So I don't know. You might have missed it when I said that, but all of you guys in this program get to take one of your clients through it. So we'll get information out about how you get your clients signed up. I have to check with Scott.
Right.
They fill out, and he'll give you a zero coupon or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody on any PT gets to take a client through.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. So, because I have a client that this will be the third time I'm working with her, and the last time I worked with her, I brought her through Before Be Gone, and she wants to do it again.
Do it again?
So she wants to do it again because it was. She just, you know, we talked about the merit of me just working with her because the first time I just worked with her one-on-one, and not I didn't know about blood sugar then. That was basically a lifestyle adjustment one. The second time we did the blood sugar, and she said, well, you know, I'd like to do that again because I really liked listening to Dr. Rhea Marie. So I said, I'll see if I can, you know, if I didn't know whether she could because she actually.
The way she could do it again. She could come back and do it again as your client doing it with you. Or if she is in the Vital community, she can get back and do it for free. So if she's not in the Vital community, she could just. She likes listening to me. She might as well be in the Vital community. She could listen to me a lot. And she could just get in, and I could have her in touch with Scott, and he could just sign her up for the Vital, for the premium membership, which is a year-long membership, which is, I think, like $150 or something. And then she'd get to do and she'd get a whole year in the Vital community.
Okay, so you are going to be sending us out some stuff about
that. Yeah, and if you want to take her through that, then absolutely, you could do that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, that was my question. Yeah, the only other thing I had, which was really a medical thing, is what, besides, you know, fever and fatigue, what are other symptoms of die-off when you're trying to, you know, clean up the intestinal tract?
Achiness, headaches,
the
feeling of spaciness, all the stuff that people feel generally only exaggerated. Yeah.
Okay. That was it.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Thank you. All right, so we've got, let's see if anybody's on the web. Raise your hand if you have a question. We started out with, you know, business-related questions, anything related to creating your program. Tracy had some great questions about creating her program. Anything at all like that. That, and then if we run out of business questions, you're certainly welcome to ask this general health coaching question. Let me see. Who's got their hand up? Everybody's quiet. No questions, no comments. Nobody wants to get on the hot seat. All right, Tracy, good for you. Yes, Tracy.
I pressed it. I'm pressing. I have a question. Thank you. I appreciate your time. So I'm also going to create a half-day intensive VIP day, and wanted to figure out, like, number one, how long I'm going to work with them. I think I want to do, like, a four-hour, and I don't know if it's going to be, like, over Skype or if they're going to actually come to Georgia. But if it is over Skype, I'm just wondering, do you do that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've done it both ways. Personally, like doing the ones in person best. But you can do it either way. It's a little trickier on Skype because when you're working with them one-on-one, you can see when they're starting to lose it, and you can take a break, and you can take them to the kitchen and help make food, and you can keep them moving. I mean, there's a whole lot of physical things that you can do. You can get them doing exercise, lots of things that you can do that's in person, but people are going to want to have the choice. You know, they want to work with you long distance or come and do it on the phone. So the question would be what? If you can definitely do it on Skype, for sure. And the Skype...
Right. So if I...
You mean, I see.
Oh, go ahead.
Think about Skype as audio, because I don't even use the video Skype very often. But, yeah, where you could see them, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and so I was thinking about, you know, planning the day, and so I thought, okay, if we're doing 4 hours, we would probably do like 90 minutes, and then I could have them go off and do some type of a, you know, exercise or something that, and I don't mean like physical exercise, but writing something or thinking about a goal or something. So they're getting like a little mini 15-minute breaks, and we break for like a 45-minute lunch. They come back after lunch, and we continue. So I'm just trying to think of like,
I would
what
break
would
it up
be
more.
Exciting. Yeah. Like, what would
we'll
be
break
exciting?
It up more because, you know, think about the people you're working with. You're not working with other, you know, of your colleagues who are like hungry and they'll sit on the phone for 3 hours and they'll just take it all in. You're dealing with people who they're tired. They're not doing as well as they could. And so I think having more activities for them and breaking it up in maybe 40-minute segments.
40-minute, okay.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Because that's about a good time frame. And think about the things you want to do. It might vary from person to person, right? Because what we do is so specific to where they're at. But, you know, for some people, it might be a pantry makeover. We're saying, okay, you know, let's go into the kitchen. Here's some of the things that are good. Here's some of the things that are harmful for your particular condition. And I want you to go in the kitchen, and here's the list. And you give them a checklist, and you have them go in the kitchen and find all the things that, you know, and put them on the counter. And then you talk about, you know, keep, toss, or give away, right? They're going to put stickies on all the stuff they find. Keep, toss, or give away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most give away, so they'll give it to the food bank. God bless the poor food bank people that have to get good enough. Anyway, you have to give them that option because they think they're wasting it. So you can do stuff like that. You can do stuff where you have them, if fitness is a big piece of it, you can just have them take a break and see how many squats they can do and see how many push-ups they could do or take some measurements. So there's a lot of things that you can do, but I would have them be doing a little bit more than 15 minutes every 90 minutes.
Okay, so every 40 minutes, take a break.
And figure out the things that you want them to do. Maybe even it's just it might even be a simple questionnaire with goal setting. These are great to do with goal setting. So you talk about the importance of goal setting. You talk about how that's what's going to help you to make decisions when you're in the tough situation between the chocolate and the salad, right? And let's help you set some goals, and you do examples, and you have a break and have them do a piece of a goal-setting activity. I mean, I'm just throwing out ideas. I'm not telling you these are the things to do.
Yeah.
But think about your stuff and all the different things that how you can make it interactive.
So my last question is, so let's say that they come to Georgia and – I mean, I would like them, yes, in my kitchen, so we were actually doing things. But I also thought about doing something that if she's not used to pampering herself, you know, if we went to, like, a beautiful restaurant or if I, like, booked some space at, like, one of the nicer hotels and we, you know, just to try to get it out of her normal element versus just being in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Depends. I think you're going to have to feel that out for person. Like if I'm paying somebody to do a VIP day, I do not want to go to a restaurant for lunch. That's the last thing I ever want to do.
Okay.
Right, because I feel like, oh, and we're wasting our time here, and I could be asking her these questions, and I could be figuring this out, and that's me.
Okay.
Then you have other people who think
it's
the ultimate, so you're going to get a feel for who they are.
Okay.
Right? Okay. And the kitchen piece is helpful. And whenever I've done a VIP day, we've spent time in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what I'll do is I'll spend time with them. We'll do stuff. We take a break. We'll go to the kitchen. We'll make a smoothie. You know, I'll go take them outside. We'll sit outside, you know, in the sunlight and chat about things, and then we'll go back in. But you can do them, like Kendall Summerhawk likes to do them. At least she used to before she got a big fancy house or something. But before that, she liked to take them to a hotel. So she would rent a room in a hotel. And the kitchen thing, you can always rent a suite hotel.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right?
A good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Right? And you can it be out of your element. This just depends on how comfortable you are having people coming into your own home.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't mind that. I'm good with that. So my last question is, you mentioned, like, your ERC had some like grouping, but that's nothing that we can see, right?
It says I've got to ask. I think if she just gives you access to the individual modules versus the whole program, that you can see it all. You just won't, because we don't want you in getting all the messages about live calls and it's just be totally overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'll chat with her because it's been on my mind for a while that I wanted to get that going. And you can see how we have set up. It's changed. We have 3 years of ERC, and it's changed from year to year to year. It's kind of
well,
you know, because
well, thank
I think there are ways to do it. and organize it. So we have an evaluations module, and we have all the different evaluations, and we have, you know, so we have the questionnaires, we have the physical exam stuff, we have labs, we have a number of different, we have like six parts to that. And then we have what we call the foundations. And the foundations goes through my seven pillars of vibrant health. So we've got a section on nutrition, a section on movement, a section on attitude, a section on environment, a section on stress, did I say that? Sleep, and then fun. So we have a section on each things, and within each of those sections, there's specific little activities that they do. And then if there's an assessment, you get in the stress piece, we have some stress assessments, so we send them to the evaluation module to do those stress evaluations, and then based on what they find, then they do specific activities within that piece.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Great,
so that's,
thank
that's,
you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, anyone else? Questions, comments? Raise your hand if you just want to be on the hot seat and let me pick on you. I don't pick on you. I just help you. Oh, man, Lynn wants to know, is there a source of glucose monitors in Canada that's a reasonable price? Not that I know of. Oh, you have your phone hand up on the phone. No, it's not star two, it's just two, but I'll open you up, Tony. Yeah, I don't know of any, and what I've generally done when I'm working with people privately, my diamond clients that are in Canada, if they don't live near the border, some of them live near the border, and I say, just cross the border and go to Walgreens and get yourself a monitor, and then order on Amazon.com and have them shipped to, like, some of them have P.O. boxes across the border. And other times, like, I've worked with people, I'll actually just buy a glucose meter and some strips and ship it to them, and we call it a gift, so that it goes through customs. But that's, yeah, I don't know of any. They're like $65, $70. It's crazy. So Tony, there we go. Tony and then Steph.
Hello, Dr. Ben-Marie again. How are you?
Good. How are you? And, you know, I really want to say, you know, you and Eleanor and Tracy, you guys are so dedicated. And this is two calls in one day, and I don't know why we did two calls in one day. I think we were trying to fit it all in December. But you just guys are so great to just come out, and you just play all out. You're on all the call, almost all the calls, as much as you can be, and you're just so dedicated, and I just so honor that. I just want to thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's because of you and your generosity, and I never want to miss anything because, I'm, you know, even though I can hear the recording, it's just live, there's something for me, you know, where if I feel like I can bounce in and ask a question, it's there for me. So I'm, you know, it's wonderful for me. It's not a hardship at all. It's a little challenging, but it's not a hardship at all. So thank you.
Well, think about me. I've been on this all day long. I started at 9 o'clock on the phone, and I had a couple of little breaks, and it's been like my voice, I'm surprised I still have it.
I think about you often. My husband was listening the other day when I was on the phone for 3.1 hours or 3.5 or long that we were on there, and I was saying, I don't know if she went to use the bathroom. I think she still is.
So the funniest story I have about that is the nutrigenomics thing that we did in July, and I don't know if any of you came on that. It was a Saturday, and I had all the people in ERC who had done their 23andMe tests come on. They uploaded them to me, and I was interpreting them, and it was supposed to be like a four-hour call with a break, you know, with a break to go to the bathroom, or a three-hour call with a break in the middle to go to the bathroom. And we were going, and another person brought theirs up, and I'm just reading it. I must have read 10 different nutrigenomics tests, and I look at the clock, and I was like, oh, my God, it's been 7 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And I never even got up to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
That's insane. And all these people stayed. You know, some of the same people that were on first thing in the morning were still on at the end of the day. It was really cool.
I can believe that. That says a lot about you and your dedication. But, I do have two questions. I think they're fairly easy. Not that complex, but I'm going to do my first kind of webinar type of meeting. I did the Sugar Blues type of PowerPoint presentation, borrowing heavily from what you provided to us. Thank you very much. And 20 people said, I could do it, but I'm in Baltimore, and I'm not willing to travel, you know, 15 miles up the road to your center. And so I said, well, I guess I have to do something through webinar. And I was looking at WebEx, and I'm trying to find companies that are supportive of, you know, people who have little or no money and will provide the support in the background, but I also want to not be flaky. Do you know anything about WebEx, or could you recommend another provider?
X is actually very good, but I thought they were very expensive. I've never done them because I thought they were expensive. So you want to be able to show your slides, right? Show your screen.
Yes, yes.
And you want them to be able to listen, to call in and be able to do the web, listen on the web, or does that not matter?
It really, you know, I would like them to be able to call in because the people who are there live with me, you know, are going to be able to have Q&A as well. So I want them to have access to that.
So you're going to be doing it live and web stream at the same time?
I'm thinking about trying to do that, but the complication is I believe I'm going to have to do one or the other. The complication is that I would need someone to support me on one end or the other. You know, if I do it live, I know that, you know, Lynn supports you. And
yeah.
So I would need somebody to support me. And I don't have anyone that I really trust like that. So I'm thinking that I should abandon live and either do live and then offer, you know, for people that can't make it, do it through this webinar on the phone with the slides.
Though it's a different kind of service, Tony, if you're teaching it live and you're putting up slides and those people are seeing it in the room, to be able to project that's a live stream. That's not... that's not just a webinar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and
okay.
You're going to have a camera set up pointing to you. And if you don't have somebody running that, it's just you. It's impossible. It really is.
Okay, it's impossible. Okay.
And then you're going to have it focused on their slides. So you really need somebody who's professional enough to be able to do that. That's a complicated setup. Now, if you're going to do something like what Steph is doing, where she's in her kitchen and she's making food, she's got somebody running the camera. That's different than also having to do slides. Right?
Okay.
Expecting that. But if you slides, you want the people that are watching on the web to be able to see the slides, and ideally the way that you see slides when I do a presentation, which would be on a webinar type thing.
Okay.
Right. So there are services that you can combine them. So, for example, you could do something like Google Hangouts on air.
Okay.
But you definitely would need somebody to run it. Because with Google Hangouts on air, you can flip between you, camera on you, and then showing them the slides, camera on you, showing them the slides. So that would be a good one. Or you could just not bother with the camera on you if you're showing it to the audience. They just would hear you and see the slides, whereas the people in the audience would see you, obviously, and show the slides. But you'd have to have somebody who's sitting at that thing flipping to the next slide. Flipping to the next slide. That hard. That's not as hard as running cameras.
Okay, I've got some thinking to do, but you've given me some food for thought.
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking about, but I'm not sure if it would work for this particular thing, would be something like Join Me or freeconferencecall.com, where they give you the ability to show screen and do it. But you'd have to be, in order to do something like that, where the people wouldn't see you, they would just see the slides on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the room, they would see you in the slides, and you would wear a mic that's hooked into the computer so that as you're speaking, it's going across to the people in the computer, and then you'd have somebody sitting there just advancing your slide. So you'd advance your slide, they'd see it, they'd advance the slide. And then they'd monitor that. So that's
sounds doable.
That's actually free. Join.me is a good one for that.
Okay. I think that resonates with me a lot. So
yeah. And the people on they would just have to, there's an ability on that. If you do the paid version of it, they can hear you. But if not, you'd have to have a conference line along with it.
Okay.
And the other possibility is something like Instant Teleseminar, where they would call in the same thing and you're hooked in. You'd have to be on the phone for that. I'm trying to think of a way you could do it without having you to be on the phone. The Join Me.
I will think about it because I think for me, I'm going to have to offer one or the other because I'm just not talented enough yet to engage in, you know, both ways.
I wouldn't be the fact that you're not talented enough, but just you haven't had the experience. And the first time you do it, I would say choose one.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do because I've already done a couple live ones and they've gone really, really well. I think I'm going to tackle this in January.
And is the majority, are the majority of people interested in live or webinar?
Webinar. They just don't want to make that trip.
Just do the webinar.
Yeah.
It'll be much easier, and then you're sitting right there. You're controlling it.
Okay.
And then WebEx is one. I think you can get a very, depending on the numbers, you might be able to get like a trial of something like a GoToWebinar or this Join Me. Just go to join.me and check it out. They'll give you a free account. And you can actually stick with a free account, but there's some limitations to the free. But it was very inexpensive. It was like, I think it was like $94 for a year.
Lynn just put something on the screen, smartpassy.com, Hangouts on Air for webinars. Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah, Hangout on Air. You can do that for free, actually.
Okay.
Hangout on Air, you can
That's great. That's perfect, you know, for starting out. So, you know, as I advance in my business and I'll grow it, then I will consider something else. So this is perfect for me. Thank you.
The only downside to Hangout on Air is there's about a minute delay time. So you have to know that when you're speaking, they don't hear you for a minute. So if you say, are there any questions, and you don't see any questions typed in, it's not that there are no questions. It's that they didn't hear you yet.
Okay. I understand. Okay.
Are there any questions? Okay, while we're waiting for the questions to come in, let's just talk about, cause if you just sit there waiting for the questions, you're like waiting for a whole minute.
Wow. Well, that's got a lot to consider, and I'm glad that I chatted with you about what I was trying to do so that I know the distinctions, so that I don't, you know, end up going down a blind alley with this and maybe taking on something that doesn't make sense of what I want to do. So I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And then I have something I'm trying to think my way through, and I haven't quite done it yet, but I don't know if I mentioned, I may be inheriting this group of MS clients, or MS girls, not clients, but an MS group. There's a young lady, because I admire her so much, she's trying to help this group of ladies do things that make sense, that's not harmful, more natural, and so she started an MS group. And she definitely does a good job of screening people before she invites them to speak or invites them to do anything. And she liked what I said in a 15-minute blurb. And so I'm thinking ahead of time, what can I do to help this group of women? We already talked about putting together a program for yoga for arthritis sufferers and yoga, therapeutic yoga, you know, where they use the chairs that they have to sit on chairs. I mean, I could do that. But then I'm thinking about some of the other things that they may need with nutrition to, you know, to manage the pain and, you know, all of the, and try to think of, you know, a package that makes sense for MS people. People with MS.
Yeah, absolutely.
People.
Yeah, nutrition.
So I'm working on that. Is there anything
that,
I
talked about with Tracy, is so, so important for MS sufferers, you know, because they don't know that. Nobody's teaching them that the right kind of fats are super important for their nervous system. And you can actually get the Walls Protocol book. You might be able to kind of get some ideas of languaging that you can use and why it works.
I like that.
Stuff that you're doing.
So I'll stick with movement and meals for right now.
Movement and meals. There you go.
I like that too. So I'm writing it down so I don't forget. Movement and meals. There was something else I wanted to ask about that. Oh, yes. So normally when we take on clients, we like to do assessments and all that, and we already know there's a diagnosis here of MS. Would you recommend still looking at seeing how the gut's performing, you know, the blood sugar balancing issue, you know, still doing those type of assessments or just leaving that alone?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, well, who needs it more than somebody with an autoimmune system?
Good point.
They really need their guts cleaned out, or the autoimmunity is going to run rampant. So it's super, super important. And the blood sugar is the same thing. If the blood sugars are up the wazoo and they're producing all the C-reactive protein and other inflammatory chemicals, how are they going to get their disease managed? So I think it's part of
control.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm working on this package. So I will probably have some more questions later on or upload something to you to get your opinion on later on as I work my way through this. But
great. Good luck. Great.
Thank you.
The way you get out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So let me close Tony's line, and then I'm going to open up Steph's line. Hello, Steph.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. Thank you for taking my question.
Welcome.
This is going to be pretty quick because I have a piano student waiting for me. But I just want to check, the only people on this call are like from our generation of the NEPT?
Yes.
Okay, so it's just like my friends, like Tony and Tracy and Jane. And
I'll tell you who's on. Eleanor, Ghislaine, Tracy, Lynn, Vanessa, Mia. Oh, no, Vanessa's not there anymore. Mia. So all your buddies.
Hey, brilliant. Okay, so I've been getting some messages from people that are kind of like, hey, you know what? Your live stream should be totally free. It should totally be free because it's a live stream, and I'm worried that the quality is going to be not good.
Who's saying that?
Some people.
People
are saying that.
Are they people in our group, community, or is it people?
No, nobody on the call. Nobody on this call has said that.
Yeah. So your basic response is, "Thank you so much for sharing." And have you ever done a live stream? Do you have any idea how much it costs to do one? I have to hire somebody to run the camera and to run the show, and I would have you there. And you know, I totally understand if you'd rather it be free.
Yeah, that's the deal. It's like I had to invest in the hardware and the software, and I've got people running it. And plus the ebook that I like. It's like I've spent.
Beautiful. No.
Yeah, spent some time working on it. So I feel, but I don't want to get in a position where I'm defending my prices because that works bad for me.
No. Oh, yeah, I would do something like this. Thank you so much for sharing your opinion. I really appreciate it. I really wish I could do this for free. However, it is a big expense with the hardware, the software, and the people I'm hiring to actually run the live stream. So I understand if you're concerned about the quality, and if that's the case, then I prefer, you know, that you don't sign up. If it happens to be an issue with you and your finances being very tight, let's talk. Maybe we can work out a special deal.
Yeah, you know what? Because I felt like it was that. Like she didn't have the money or didn't. She wanted to come for free. And she was trying to like,
first, it's like
do that.
You know, 4 hours of your hard work for $29.
I know. But yeah, I would prefer people just say like,
honey,
hey,
then let her
the
come
money.
Clean and say, hey, you know, is there any way you could do a scholarship? And if that's the case, you say, look, you know, if it's a matter of you not having the funds right now, I totally get it. And, you know, I often do work exchanges with people.
Right.
And if there's something you want to offer me for a $29 value that we could exchange for it, I'd be happy to let you in for free.
Okay.
I know. This is a tough one for you because you're so sensitive about it. My heart's going out to you right now.
Yeah, it's a test. What am I going to do now? Yeah.
What am I going to do now? You're going to say, look, you're going to get amazing value. If you can't come, you can't come. That's,
okay.
People say, I get emails like that. I've gotten it. I can't believe you are charging for this stuff. It's like, how do you think I have a mortgage just like everybody else. I have kids' mouths to feed and clothes to buy, and you think I run my business for free? It costs me $10,000 a month to run my business. More than that.
Yeah.
Right? I can't give away stuff for free. I mean, I do give away stuff for free, but I can't give everything away for free.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to support me? So
it's a business. It's my job.
It's a business.
My job.
Right.
Okay.
It's your business. And you are practically giving it away for free. What is it, $47 for the two classes for 2 days, 8 hours of education, and two absolutely beautiful books? And if you guys aren't signed up for it, go ahead and do it, because her stuff, she just... picture of it. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do this. Okay. Thank you. I just needed to hear that, get some affirmation. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And don't, if she wrote it in a group setting, private message her. Don't embarrass the group.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. Thank you for your time. Great.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I would love to hear other people's opinions on what Steph just shared, because who wants to share an opinion on how you would respond to that, or how you feel about that? Is she overcharging people at $29 for a whole day's worth of work? Dean Room. Anybody want to share? I've just raise your hand with a two. Ghislaine. Yes. Hey, Ghislaine.
Oh, hi. I'm surprised somebody would say that. Because there's a lot of work involved in that, so much.
Uh-huh.
I know she worked for days to prepare something like that, and I'm doing some video myself for this month, and whew, yes, there's a lot involved in that. So I you know, saying something for free, that, It's strange to say that. She lives on air, maybe. You know, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, she might be comparing it to some of these free Google Hangout things that people do, which are just, they're mostly just promotional, right? I mean, they're not like 4 hours of love and care in the kitchen, and she's then going to edit the video and give it to the video and the book. You don't do that. I give away my monthly kitchen shows. We started to do those for free, and we invite people, but it's what we call the lead generator. We invite everybody for it, and we say, hey, if you like this and you actually want the recipe guide too, and you want the video, then join the community. But that's a different scenario. If
yes.
I was on the show for 4 hours and giving, I mean, I can't do it for free. There's no way. So thank you for supporting that.
Okay.
Okay. What about Tony?
Hi.
Hi.
Marie?
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. So make sure I'm still on. I just want to support Steph, first of all, because I do also know how sensitive she is. And, I mean, she is giving away things. I mean, she's given away at least 4 or 5 things that are way beyond – in my mind, what she's asking us to pay. And so she has nothing to feel guilty about, that if someone wants it for free. I agree with you. It's probably more because of their own personal finances than them not feeling that it's a valuable service, because if they didn't think it was valuable, they wouldn't want to take part in it.
That's true.
So in my humble opinion. So I think that the issue is with that person. And I doubt that this person also is accustomed to getting services like this for free anywhere else.
No.
I just don't see anybody else doing that, because it's a business, not an entitlement program.
Exactly.
So, Steph, if you're still on and you're listening, please don't feel guilty. Keep doing what you're doing. I've been on your site. I've signed up as an affiliate even. I see what you have to offer, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm just so impressed with what you're doing, and I can't wait to participate.
Yeah, me too. I paid to be in there.
Yeah, I did too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was like, Steph, are you sure I'm going to hurry up and do this before you raise the price? Because this is like a steal.
Yeah, I agree. So that's my 2 cents worth.
Great. Thank you. What about Eleanor? You have your hand up too. Whoops. Eleanor? You must be on mute.
Sorry, I was. I was talking to myself. But I'm here now. I have a little bit of a different view on how to deal with her because I found that when I was in the business world, when I cut people deals, they always wanted the deal from then on. Once I did that, once I, you know, cut a break, they expected a break every time. So that's one thing. And then, you know, on a personal level, I feel like the energy isn't right for her to be there. You know, this is an important thing for Steph, and she needs to.
Your suggestion is to just say, hey, thank you for the feedback. Here's why I'm doing it. It costs me a lot. And, yeah, I have lots of free stuff on my website. You can go check some of that out.
Yeah, that's great. I like that, yes.
Good. Yeah, that's good. I like that. How about Tracy?
Hello. I just love Steph. As soon as you talked about, like, her affiliate, and I'm not even going to be around the day of her event, but I didn't really even care because I knew it was going to be fabulous stuff that I could get the video. And more than anything, it's like she is giving so much of her heart and soul in this, and I just can't even imagine, like, not wanting to do it because she's, like, a wealth of information. So.
Yeah.
We love you, Steph. And I did have my hand up because I had another question, but if this is just our, you know, time for Steph, I'm good to wait for my other question.
Oh, no, you're good because everybody, you were less of the ones that had their hand up.
So oh, okay. Yeah. And I agree with what Eleanor said. No,
yeah.
Don't give it for free. You know what I mean? Sometimes people don't value what they get for free.
Yeah.
So,
great.
Anyway.
I would agree, too.
My question is, I've had a couple different offers that I've offered to my list, and no one has taken me up on it yet, and I've had a little bit of a fear of, I've never done like a teleseminar or a webinar or anything, I've not done any of those, so I know it's coming in January, and I just wanted to talk to you about it. Like, I want to do something that, you know, kind of puts me out there so my list can get to know me, but doesn't feel too scary for me, like baby steps.
Yeah. So what would be a good baby?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know because I haven't done anything, so of course that feels most comfortable, but that is me. I need to get out, you know what I mean? Like, I need to, if I want to have a presence online, then I need to do something online. So I'm just wondering, is there like an idea that you have, like something, and I don't even know what I'm even going to talk about. I have no idea.
Oh, you totally. Anything. You have a lot of brilliance, and talk about something, like, think about something that is part of a program that you would do with people. Talk about the importance of fats and managing inflammation. Talk about the importance of digestion and detox, right? And having good detox reactions in order to have happy hormones. You could just pick any topic and just talk it, first of all. And I would just say, start out with, you're going to do a half-hour webinar, if you want to start really prepared. Half an hour teleseminar, webinar, whatever. It doesn't even have to have slides. You could just do a little talk. You can have the outline and invite people to it. And you get a free conference line, and you invite people to it. You send them out. You have them. You know how to do an opt-in box, right, where you have a web person that could do that?
Yeah.
So you send an opt-in box for it. Hey, come to my, you know, it's the new year now, and it's time to, you know, really set goals for the next year for your health. It's your time. I'm going to have this conversation with you, and we're going to talk about XYZ. Come.
Okay.
Send out a series of three emails to your list, inviting them to it. Once they sign up, then you send a series of reminders that it's coming, and then you get on the phone with them. If you have 5 people on your first teleseminar, it's awesome. No matter how many people. You'll get more of them. You get all of us to come on. Okay?
Oh, I don't know if I want you there.
Don't want us there. Okay.
I'm only kidding.
Okay. So I remember Bill Barron telling about his first teleseminar. It was like 6 people, and 5 of them were his buddies. that he kind
you know
of
what?
With, you know.
I would be thankful and grateful even if it's one more person that I'm getting in front of. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be grateful and thankful for however many. But and it's a good protocol. I should do a Q&A after. Do
yes.
I have to do a Q&A? Okay.
Yes, and that's the reason that you get people on that, just in case. So you have a Q&A or you have a list of Well, Mary Sue asked if.
Okay. Yeah, I have to because I don't know why. It really scares me to do that. Like,
what is
yeah.
it that
so I know.
Think about being
huh?
there. You're talking to people. You don't see them. They don't see you. You could be sitting there in your underwear for all they know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
What's scary about it? What are you afraid is going to happen? What's the worst thing that could happen?
Let's see. Well, what am I going to talk about? Is it going to be interesting? You know, all these things which are just, you know, monkey mind, subconscious, trying
yeah.
to keep you in fear. And I know that is not going to make me money to just stay behind the computer and hide. So I know I'm going to do it. So,
what are you going to offer them at the end?
Well, I was going to offer them a discovery session.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah.
Call it something. Don't call it a discovery session. Call it something related to the topic that you speak about, and that all should be related to what you want to be known for.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll have
Divide
to think
your
about
energy
that.
Session. Balance your hormone strategy session. Repair your digestion strategy session.
Oh, I like that one. See, that one resonates a lot.
Oh, repair your digestion strategy session. There you go. You have it.
Okay.
Okay. Then
Thank
you write
you.
To the people the next. You write to all the people that had signed up for it the next day after it, and you say, "Hey, in case you missed it, here's the recording. I had a great time, and I've got five more repair your digestion." Free strategy sessions that I'm only offering to people who signed up for this call. Blah, blah, blah. Send me an email. Answer these questions. I like the way Steph did it, kept it simple. Send me an email. Answer these questions. And we'll
okay.
see, you know, if you make it, if you get one.
Okay. Thank you.
That's going to get you rolling because you're right. You want people to really connect with you. And if you're just like, if you're just words in an email, they don't really get your heart. You want them to get your heart.
Yeah.
And there's ways
okay.
to get your heart in emails. Like you can be funny and fun and light, and you can share stories about your son and various things. But there's something about them hearing your voice and connecting to your sincerity that's going to really draw people in.
Yeah, it's like okay, you just need to jump off the cliff once, and then it won't feel so scary anymore. Like that's what feels like for me. So,
leap and the net
I know
will
what did you say?
Leap and the net will appear.
Okay, leap and the net will appear. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Thank you.
Yeah, and you've done it in front of a live group. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I've done a couple. Well, no, I mean, I thought I was going to pass out too there. I was shaking, you know. I don't know. Like I think it's like a fear of being seen,
yeah.
kind of. You know,
yeah.
but I know that if I don't do it, I will not get any. I will not get the desire that I want, which is to build my business and help women heal their bodies. So,
absolutely.
I just have to do it. Yeah.
Just
so thank you.
Right. You did it. You did a telesummit, didn't you? Weren't you on one of the telesummits recently?
Yeah, I was interviewed. Actually, can I just share something with you? I'm going to be interviewed, and it's going to be on iTunes on Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Fresh Eats Radio interviewed me. So, yeah, I've done that, and I had like a little I did my group detox with six women, and it was like a kind of teleseminar kind of thing.
Right.
But those were people I knew. You know, most of them I knew, so it was different. But I know that. It's like the universe is saying, look, you just have to just do it. Just do it the first time, and it won't feel so scary after that. So.
Really. and then you'll be addicted to it, and then you'll do 8 of them in a day like I do. you will. You'll love it because it's the connection is so amazing.
Mm.
Knowing the impact that you're having on all these lives all over the world.
Yeah.
I couldn't reach.
Oh, thank you.
She did that. They can't come to Georgia to see you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yay. I support you.
Thank you.
All right. So next we have Lynn. Lynn just came on. Open up your line. Okay, you're open, Lynn.
Hi. I've just been listening, but after hearing Steph's story, I just was like, I had to get on because I was almost crying. Because she is so wonderful, and for someone to have the temerity to have the balls to say something like that, I don't know how else to say it, but it's probably good it was Steph and not me because I probably would have hit them. But I want Steph to know that what she's offering is amazing, and not to let anything or anybody, any words get in her way, and just keep it up. I just wanted her to know that you know, I just want her to know how much I love, care, and appreciate her, and that overcomes anything or any negative responses that anybody says. This, all the positive feelings that we have for her.
Absolutely. And you know what? One of my mentors said, if you don't have people complaining and bad-mouthing you, you're not stepping out far enough. Because it's going to happen as soon as you make yourself seen. And that might be, Tracy, why you're concerned, right? You get out there, and there might be one or two people that don't like it. There are people who've said, you know, written to us and said, how dare you charge for whatever? And it used to bother me. Now I tell Scott to just delete them. Delete them and take them off our list.
That could be your next seminar, How I Dare to Do It. You want to know how dare I do it? This is how I do it.
I dare do it.
Yeah.
We got bills to pay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I just wanted Steph to know that. And I want Tracy to know about 3 or 4 years ago, because somebody told me that was what I was supposed to do, and I don't even remember what platform I used, but I did a webinar, and like 10 people showed up. It was on eating for energy.
Yay.
And, the two of them signed up, and it was just, you know, a free session, and then I think there were 3 months after that. But so if I can do it, she can do it. It was a PowerPoint, and I didn't even have PowerPoint. I did it on OpenOffice, and I had all my cards, my index cards, taped on the wall in front of my computer so that I knew what to say, and it was my little script. So if I can do it, she can do it.
Do it. And now you're going to get another
opportunity.
She's
fabulous.
Speak. You're going to stay.
The
Greenland call next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on an airplane, and rather than reschedule it, I thought, she's pretty darn good with gut stuff. She knows her way around it. I can use my slides, and you can wing it however you want to do it, and you and I need to review how to do it, you know, make sure you have the technology.
Yeah.
But you know, you step out beyond your comfort zone. Like, I love what Tony always says. I say yes, and then I think about, holy shit, how am I going to do it? Right?
Exactly.
Say yes to that.
That's how I feel about next week.
But we got to say yes. You have to say yes. And
yep.
Your yes is going to affect lives. What we do is too important to keep to ourselves. And what we do is too important to give away for free. Because if we give it away for free, then we have to have day jobs. And if we have day jobs, then there's less people that we can reach and help. So we have to be able to support ourselves, and we have to be able to support ourselves well and feel comfortable and not be worrying about how to make ends meet and whether we do need to get another job. And We all have great gifts to offer, every one of us, in different ways. We just have to just feel comfortable. We were given these gifts to share, and we have no right to keep them to ourselves. No matter how scared you are getting up there, do it. Do a good job. And it gets better and better. You know, I go back and listen to some of my first fellow seminars, and I just laugh because, oh, my God, I was just so nervous. But people liked it. People got a lot out of it. It didn't have to be perfect and polished. It's still not perfect and polished. Closer to being polished, but certainly not perfect. So share to your heart's content. This is what you're here for. This is your calling. You know, this is your calling. Whatever higher power, spirit, God you believe in, this is a gift that you received. And this is a mission that you received, like it or not. This is a mission. Are we ready to take it on? Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Am I alone here?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Right. We're going to do it. Tony and Tracy are going to do their teleseminars in January. Lynn's going to do hers next week. And Jeff's doing hers next week. And I'm not even going to be around for it. I'll be in a class, but I'm going to watch the recording. Thank you all,
I'm
guys.
Having a class at my house in the spring.
What's that?
Oh.
I'm having a class at my house. I've contacted one of the naturalists in the area, and we're doing a combined wild edible trek in my acreage. And then afterwards, we're going in the kitchen and showing them what they can make with that.
Nice. Sounds awesome.
Awesome.
Yep.
Love that.
Yep.
That's great, Lynn. Oh, my gosh. If I were closer, I'd be there.
Me too.
I could still be there.
Well, and I thought about doing it streaming, but then what you have down in Texas is actually, when I was down there last year at the yoga center, I had no idea what some of those things were. So... Uh-huh. Anyway,
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you can stream it. You can stream it through a cell phone using Google Hangouts.
I know. I had thought about it, but...
You have to have somebody doing it. We did it once where we did a walk, an herb walk, with Sergey Botenko was in town, and he said, hey, I want to take people on a walk. You think you can get some people? And I sent out an email on a Sunday, and he had it on a Tuesday, and I think we had, like, I don't know, 80 or 90 people. I mean, some ridiculous number of people that said yes and came. And we actually had, I had somebody walk around with the camera. And I guess we didn't stream it, though. We didn't stream it. Yeah, we
recorded it. Yeah.
We just recorded it. But you can record it. That's easier. And then post a recording later. People don't have to be there live.
Right. I thought about that, too.
And the other thing I would say, that any time you're doing anything in your home, even if you have to just set it up on a tripod and just let it go and you don't get everything perfectly aligned and you move around and maybe you're in and out, get everything recorded. Sometimes you're going to come and you're going to say, oh, I couldn't write that down. That was really cool. I hope I remember it later.
Yep.
Dr. Rimmel,
sometimes
when you
things just come through
tripod.
You. Happen where it just comes through you.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, you were asked, Dr. Rimmel, you had mentioned a specific tripod you had for your iPhone when we, in January, you showed us something. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's just a little thing. You go online and you get it, and it has a little. I have it downstairs in my suitcase. I carry it with me. But it's just a little thing. Just look up tripod for iPhone. And it's just a little, it's got a little squeegee kind of thing that you put on, and then it has a little screw thing at the bottom, and you can screw it into any tripod you want, a little tabletop or a full size. So I've put my iPod, my iPhone on a full size tripod with this little adapter. And they were like $15.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome stuff. you know, just get your stuff recorded, and then you can always, you know, transcribe it and make handouts from it, and all kinds of cool stuff you could do. All right, I'm going to go. We have one more call tonight.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
All right. Guys, so much. I don't know if we have another. Do we have other calls before Christmas, or is this our last one? I don't even know anymore. Let me see. I think we do. I think we have one more. I think we have one next week. Let's see. We have an IRSPT one next week, next Wednesday, and then we have an NEPT on the 17th. No, where is it? On the 18th. We have an NEPT one on it. Yeah, so we have two more calls before. Done.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you,
Dr. Marie.
You won.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.